You are listening to the Kulo Mona Show, Season 1, Episode 4.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kulo Mona Show, a weekly podcast where I, Kulo Mona Meyer, will talk about things that you probably don't want to hear. So sit back, relax, and listen.
All right, hello indeed, and welcome to another episode of the Kulo Mona Show, Episode 4, the first show in of 2009, January 2009. As a matter of fact, I'm recording this show on January 12th, Monday, January 12th, 2009, day after my birthday. Just turned 34 on Sunday, getting pretty old, and still don't know what I want to do when I grow up. So anyways, I went out this weekend, went to this bar in Edgewood called Knowles for my birthday on Saturday, and my wife kind of set up a little surprise thing with a bunch of my friends, and we hung out and drank a lot of beer and a lot of booze, and I made a total complete ass of myself. I was singing a bunch of karaoke, sang three songs. I can only remember two that I sang. Or maybe I did only sing two. I don't know. I got pretty damn wasted. I started off the show singing some Styx. I sang Come Sail Away and did a pretty decent job at that because I was sober. By the end of the night, I was singing Megadeth, Symphony of Destruction. And apparently I don't sound very much like Dave Mustaine. And got pretty wasted, had a blast, made a total ass of myself on stage with the microphone. It was a... Just total ass myself. I passed out at 1 o'clock. Right about 1 o'clock, I was so wasted, I just walked out the back door and climbed into the car, climbed to the passenger seat, and just passed out. Nobody knew where I was. They had to look for me for a while. But, luckily they found me. And so, that was my weekend. It was a pretty fun weekend. Had a good time, My lately, I've been working on some tutorials. I've been doing some tutorials for opentutorial.com. I made an ice text tutorial on using Photoshop to create an ice text effect that was originally inspired by Burt Monroy. Burt Monroy is this amazing Photoshop just wizard. He's this guru guy he's an artist that creates photorealistic images from nothing, from scratch, using Photoshop. And what he does with Photoshop, like I said, is absolutely amazing. Check him out at burtmonroy.com. He also has a fantastic video podcast web tutorial site at Pixel Perfect. It's called Pixel Perfect. It's at revision3.com/pixelperfect. Just if you're into Photoshop, Burt Monroy is the man to learn a lot from. I also picked up a Photoshop User Magazine. And in it had a tutorial on how to create a realistic-looking fire text. You take a text and set it on fire. And so I'm currently writing a tutorial on how to do that. I'm going to place that on opentutorial.com, which I'll also be making a video tutorial for as well, and placing that up onto YouTube and embedding that into my tutorial at opentutorial.com. Take a look at my tutorials on YouTube. I believe you can get to them at youtube.com/opentutorial. Or if you just type in the word open tutorial, all one word, into the search function of YouTube, boom, it'll pop right up. You can see all the tutorials that I've done. I've only done like four so far and haven't got very good response from people. People are pretty much dicks when it comes to leaving comments. Yeah, but other than that, it's no big deal. I've only had one tutorial where people left comments, and they left seven comments. And out of all seven, I think only one was positive. And it wasn't even really positive. It was just more defending me. The comment was defending me from the other people who were just dicks. Whatever. But feel free to go ahead and leave a comment on my tutorials up there, and you can be a dick if you really want to. If you have to, that's fine. Or, if you want to write something nice, that'd be good too. I've been doing that quite a bit with Photoshop lately. I've been playing around a lot with Photoshop. It's one of my favorite programs ever. I just wish I had some mad skills, like Bert has, and that'd be really cool if I did. Maybe I could find a job playing with Photoshop for a living. Yeah, that might be interesting. I think I would enjoy that. Work is slowing down tremendously right now. In fact, my company's talking about doing layoffs, which kind of sucks because I just got a raise there. And even though I hate my job, I don't really want to lose my job, even though I want to lose my job at the same time, but I need a replacement first. So if anybody wants to give me a job where I make tons of money and don't really have to work very hard, man, hook me up. So that's what I've been doing. I've been also listening to a bunch of new podcasts. I talked about Dave Carlin's Hardcore History. That's one of my favorite ones. He has a political podcast too. But I've been listening. I found Twit.tv, which is it's from a guy named Leo Laporte. Now, Leo Laporte, a long time ago, had a TV show on Tech TV called Call for Help and Screensavers. In fact, he kind of helped start that. It used to be ZDTV, then it became Tech TV, and then it eventually got bought out by G4, which was another... G4 was a competing technology channel on satellite television, and, you know, they sucked, and they ended up buying Tech TV, and they turned Tech TV into a really crappy channel also. Now G4 is... moderately crappy. But anyways, Leo Laporte used to run these shows on there, and when G4 bought them, they made the move from San Francisco to California, and Leo didn't want to move, and so I don't blame the guy. So he decided to go on his own, and he formed a production company where he... It's called Twit, and this... Where he does a damn near daily podcast. This guy makes a lot of podcasts. Of different shows, and he does there's a security one, there's one about Windows, there's one for Macintoshes, there's one where they just talk about new technology, really good stuff. Like today I listened to one where they had LeVar Burton on. Many of you might remember LeVar Burton as Geordi LaForge or Kunta Kinte in the movie Roots. He's also the guy from Reading Rainbow. That was pretty cool listening to a bunch of that stuff. If you really get into technology, technologically oriented, geeky type stuff, then Twit TV is totally, totally for you. Check it out. In fact, I just listened to this one podcast called Security Now recently, one of the episode number 177, where they talked about a super capacitor. This capacitor is a 30 farad capacitor. Now, if anybody knows anything about electronics, those people would be like, what, a 30 farad? That's a big cap. It is a very big cap. But amazingly, not big in size. I mean, it's large in size, but it's not... This particular capacitor is tiny compared to what, an electrolytic, 30 farad cap would be like. That would probably be like the size of a house. Well, this thing is manageably in size. And it operates in the thousands of volts range. I believe it's 50 kV, but I'm not 100% on that. I'd have to look it up again. But they're designing this, and they're going to be using it for battery storage, basically. They're going to use these capacitors as a battery storage device. Now, what this means for technology, if this is actually going to happen, if this is not one of those too-good-to-be-true things, if this could actually occur, this capacitor will revolutionize battery and energy storage technology as we know it. You'll be able to take your cell phone. When your cell phone's dead, imagine taking your cell phone and sticking it on the charger, waiting 5 seconds, and having it be charged. Also, imagine doing that a million times without any degradation. In other words, you know how most batteries end up dying over time? Well, not a capacitor. It's just solid. It's solid. There's no chemicals. There's no acids. There's no alkalis. There's no nickel cadmium. There's no nickel metal hydroxide. None of that stuff is in a capacitor. These things are solid state capacitors. No dangerous, toxic nastiness to fill the landfills with. So imagine a capacitor a battery that you never have to get rid of. It just works forever. And it charges like instantaneously almost, 5 seconds, boom, charge. They're talking about if you were to take the standard Prius car battery, if you were to make one of these capacitors about the same size, or it would get twice the amount of give twice the amount of energy to the car. In other words, you'd be able to drive twice the amount of time. It would take a fraction of the time to charge. You'd never have to replace it. Prius owners are gonna have a real big problem. They're talking about the Prius batteries are only gonna last like 5,000 miles, and you have to or something. I think it's five years. And then you have to replace them, and they cost like $5,000, or I don't know, they're expensive. So, battery technology is the Achilles heel. It's the weak link in the chain for all this technology stuff. Imagine your laptop battery. My laptop battery sucks. I mean, as soon as I unplug my laptop, instantaneously it dies. It's an older IBM ThinkPad T30. Works pretty good. I mean, I love the laptop. It's a trooper. It's withstood a lot of abuse, but the battery just can't handle it. Now, I would never, ever, ever, ever have to replace my battery if they can get this particular capacitor onto the market through all the R&D and whatnot. I'm pretty excited about it. You can find out more information about this at www.sniprl.com. That's SNIPURL.com/SN, S for security, N for now, SN177. So sniprl.com/SN177. And I'll put a link in the show notes so you can take a look at that if you want to. All right then, so how about a word of the week? It's time for the word of the week. All right, well, this week's word of the week is avocado. Avocado, that doesn't seem like a very interesting word, but yeah, it kind of is. The avocado, the dictionary.com definition of the word avocado is also, it says avocado is also called an alligator pear, a large, usually pear-shaped fruit having a green to blackish skin, a single large seed, and soft, light green pulp. Borne by the tropical American tree Persea americana and its variety P. Adremifolia, often eaten raw, especially in salads. You know, now, the etymology of the word is kind of interesting. And this is from funwithwords.com. That's fun-with-words.com. And I'll put a link in the show notes for this. The etymology of this word is pretty interesting. You know, it's a, originally the Aztecs called this fruit an ahucati after their word for testicle. Now, this may be partially due to the fruit's resemblance to a testicle, but is also supposedly to believe to be, is also supposedly believed to be an aphrodisiac. Now, to the Spaniards that were in the area that came over, ahucate sounded like avocado. And so the fruit became known as an avocado, in, but, you know, it got more, the word got morphed from ahucate to avocado. And so, you know, it's named after the testicle. That's something to think about next time you put one of those in your mouth. An avocado, that is. Yeah. So anyways, that's the word of the week. All right, so we got a couple of plugs I want to give out. I pretty much have already covered it so far, but check out twit.tv. Amazing stuff. Go to opentutorial.com and look at some of my tutorials. Open Tutorial is a wiki, so you can add to them, you can modify them, you can edit them, you can improve upon them. Just like Wikipedia, you know, you could. As a matter of fact, it runs the same exact software as Wikipedia. So if you're familiar with Wikipedia, you'll be familiar with Open Tutorial. And you can post requests for tutorials. Like if you want to learn how to do something, you can do that. Also, you can send me a message at kshow@colomona.com. That's a new email, and hopefully I'll have that set up before I publish this. kshow@colomona.com. That's K-O-L-O-M-O-N-A if you don't know that already. And you can send me some information, you know, send me a thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever. Also, you can leave show notes at the, or you could leave show notes. I leave the show notes. you could leave comments at the website as well, colomona.com, and then click the podcast tab, and then go to Colomona Show, and then you'll see all the Colomona Show podcasts. And in order to leave a comment, click on the episode you want to leave a comment for. On that page, it'll be at the right at the bottom, there'll be a leave a comment. You know, it's a pretty standard WordPress blog. So yeah, please leave me a comment. Tell me good, bad, ugly, whatever. Go to YouTube. Check out my tutorials that I've been putting up. I'm still learning this medium. I'm still trying to figure out how to do all this stuff. So if you go to YouTube and type in the word open tutorial, all one word, all my tutorials will pop up. I only got like 4 up there now so far. Hopefully soon I'll have the fifth one going up there. I'm making it how to do a fire text tutorial. And leave a comment on those. So far, every single one that has ever been made on my, I've only had like 7 comments total and they're all negative because for the most part, people are dicks, but that's okay. You know, if you want to be a dick and write a crappy comment, go ahead and do that. That's fine. but you know, I prefer if you write something positive, at least one thing positive. Okay. Well, anyways, you don't have to at all. Just go leave a comment, you know, and say, yeah, you suck, or yeah, this is great, whatever, that'd be fine. And that's pretty much it for my plugs. I think I've plugged everything that I wanted to plug. OpenTutorial.com, YouTube, yeah. Oh, podcasts. You can go to Podcast Alley. You can go to PodcastAlley.com and vote for this podcast, which is kind of stupid because it's not really, really much of a public podcast yet. But you could do it if you want. You know, vote for it. Maybe I'll rank a little tiny bit in their little in the sea of podcasts that exists on it. And eventually I'm going to figure out how to make this thing work properly in iTunes. The biggest problem with that for me is I don't own an iPod. I'm not really much of a Mac person. You know, the last time I really used a Mac for real, I was in junior high school, and that was on a Mac LC. That was a long time ago. That was when it was Aldus PageMaker. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. But there you have it. That's Colomona's show, episode 4 in the can, first show of the year. Hopefully everything goes well for you in this year, and hopefully everything goes well for me in this year. Looking to be prosperous. Even though economic times are bad, that doesn't matter. There's always opportunity. Always keep your eyes open. Always be positive. No matter how difficult it is sometimes, being positive is the way to go. All right, well, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Down that dirt road to a house that's falling apart.